Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is the fifth day of May 2004 on this live Wednesday edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. Obviously, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll have wide open phones and some great guests coming up a little bit later, and a ton of vital news and information. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. All the sites are updated multiple times daily for you. Well, I got up this morning and went out and did some early morning chores, and driving around, I listened to National Neocon, more socialist than the Democrats' basic front groups. And I heard them listing, out of a new Army report, the admitted torture. They kept saying alleged, but it's now admitted. I mean, it's on photos and video and a bunch of stuff we haven't even been privy to. Raping people with nightsticks, pouring acid on them, having police dogs attack them, busting their heads open, then sewing the cuts together, jail guards doing it in a haphazard fashion with no deadening, photographing naked women, and that's just what the photographs show, and this is admitted. Meanwhile, the CIA, as I said last week, has put out some fake photos that I said were obviously fake, to try to mix those in and say, oh no, the rape photos are fake. No. The Army admits there's the photos of this going on. That just hasn't been released. So, very sophisticated disinfo going on. We have the U.S. Army report on Iraqi prisoner abuse on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. It's from MSNBC. U.S. Army report on Iraqi prisoner abuse. Complete text of Article 15.6 investigation of the 800th Military Police Brigade by Major General Antonio M. Tagumba. And on page 15 gets into it. We're going to go over the admitted torture that's in here. But see, they're claiming that it was just these people acting alone. But the Brigadier General and the people doing the torture and others have said, look, Army intelligence controlled these wings of the prisons. There's over 30 of them, and they're saying 32 of them in some other sub-prisons and other torture centers. And this is going on all over the country, and Army intelligence, along with the CIA, controls these facilities. And they beat people to death. They torture people to death in these facilities. It's now being admitted that they will grab a father with his 10-year-old son. They will torture the son in front of the father. And, my friends, I listened to Neocon Radio this morning and heard two separate shows say, so what? Let's do it. This is good. So Saddam's bad because he tortured. We're good when we do it. I mean, this is how sick these people are. And they're going to energize the fake left-wing movement in this country like never before. And that's their job, making conservatism look bad, making America look bad to the U.N., shutting the U.N. up as the good cop, the savior in all of this. As we said a year before the war, this will be the plan, and it's been carried out. So when we get back, I'll go over this, and we'll cover what they're doing to people. I mean, just the most, well, the type of stuff New York cops do to people in bathrooms. I mean, it's just, as American citizens, we've been enjoying this for a long time, but now these same sickos are over there doing it under orders. But they'll just burn a few low-level nobodies, and we'll just move on from there. Meanwhile, it's part of the public debate conditioning us to accept torture. I mean, how many times have you seen them in the news say torture's good? You've all seen it, and now it's coming home to roost. And the neocons, I heard them this morning, saying, so what? So what? Big deal. Yeah, torturing people's children, it's no big deal.
urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For a year now, we're 14 months into the liberation, we've seen photos of women, children, men being beaten, killed, tortured to death. This has been all over the foreign news, but we weren't meant to know about it here domestically. It was part of the global plan to demonize us internationally while telling us how great it was here domestically. And then last week some photos came out, some of them real, some of them fake, of women being brutally raped and tortured. And I told my webmaster, I looked at them and I said, yeah, let's not post these. These are obviously just from a porn site. These have been mixed through on the CIA Arab front sites. This is so as all the news of rape and torture and the real photos and video are coming out, then the neocons can announce, oh no, it's all fake, which they're now doing. I mean, it's the same tactics over and over again. Now, what we do have is this report put out by the Pentagon, by the Army, U.S. Army report on Iraqi prisoner abuse, complete text of Article 15-6 investigation of the 800th Military Police Brigade by Major General Antonio M. Tagumba. And it's a 50-plus page report, but by page 16, it gets into the CID investigation. What they don't get into is how it's admitted that Army intelligence controlled these prisons. It was just the administration of them, that is, the funding of them and the personnel dispatches that was run by the regular Army generals who are now getting in trouble. And the jail guards were told to do this. And that's now on the record. So let's start here with the document where they get into what they know is going on. And remember, this is a whitewash in and of itself. I find that the intentional abuse of detainees, I thought it was torture, now it's just abuse, by military police personnel included the following acts. A, punching, slapping, and kicking detainees, jumping on their naked feet, videotaping and photographing naked male and female detainees, forcibly arranging detainees in various sexually explicit positions for photographing. I heard one of the most degenerate, lying, neocon shows out there, the Glenn Beck show with the fill-in host saying, so what, so what? He would read each one of these and say, so what, so what? Forcibly arranging detainees in various sexually explicit positions for photographing, forcing detainees to remove their clothing and keeping them naked for several days at a time, yeah, while fire hosing them, forcing naked male detainees to wear women's underwear, forcing groups of male detainees to masturbate themselves while being photographed and videotaped. More than that, they had to engage in sex acts. Arranging naked male detainees in a pile and then jumping on them, positioning a naked detainee on an MRE box with a sandbag on his head and attaching wires to his fingers, toes, and genitalia to simulate electrical torture. Again, we have it that they're really electrocuting them in there, and that because this stuff came out, they're minimizing it, just saying it was a drill. Writing, I am a rapist, on the leg of the detainee alleged to have forcibly raped a 15-year-old fellow detainee, and then photographing him naked. See, this is all propaganda. Oh, see, they're doing it to punish. Placing a dog chain or strap around a naked detainee's neck and having a female soldier pose for a picture. A female MP guard having sex with female detainees. Did you hear that? A male MP guard having sex with female detainees. Now, that's not rape. They just admit here, these are all the photos we haven't been allowed to see. And some we have that I won't post. Placing a dog chain or strap around the neck of the detainee's neck and having a female soldier pose for a picture. A male military police guard having sex with a female detainee. You mean raping? Forcing sex? Using military working dogs without muzzles to intimidate and frighten detainees, and at least one case, biting and severely injuring a detainee. That's in the one case where they get a photo of it. Taking photographs of dead Iraqi detainees. Oh, that's a nice way of whitewashing it. People you beat to death, the troops admit, it's now admitted. Associated Press, The New Yorker magazine, the government admits they would beat them to death, stick them in a thing of ice, put a fake IV in them, and take them out to be buried. So everybody thought, the general troops, when they left the intelligence wing, thought, oh, that person's just sick. Taking photographs of dead Iraqi detainees, yeah, people you beat to death. These findings are amply supported by written confessions provided by several of the suspects, written statements provided by detainees, and witnesses' statements. In reaching my findings, I have carefully considered the pre-existing statements of the following witnesses and suspects. Jeremy Sivitz, Sabrina Harmon, these are suspects who've admitted to it, Javal S. Davis, Landy England, Adele Nakala, civilian translator. And by the way, they're saying they can't indict any of the civilian contractors who were CIA running all this because there's a loophole for them. And it goes on for page after page. I'm not going to... threatening detainees with with a charged 9mm pistol, pouring cold water over naked detainees, beating detainees with a broom handle and a chair, threatening male detainees with rape, allowing a military police guard to stitch a wound of a detainee who was injured after being slammed against the wall in his cell. That's what the Nazis would do. They'd beat you up and then without deadening, sew you up. Or that's a bad tooth. Let me pull that out. And so you got... And imagine hearing a national talk show host go, so what? So what? So what? They torture. Oh, yeah, so Jeffrey Dahmer kidnaps children and eats them, so we can all do it now. Yeah, I mean, this is sick. This is sick. Allowing a military police guard to stitch a wound of a detainee who was injured after being slammed against the wall in his cell, sodomizing a detainee with a chemical light or perhaps a broomstick, using did you hear that? Using military working dogs to frighten and intimidate detainees with threats of attack. And again, it goes on. And they list here pouring acid on them, pouring acid on their bodies, on their genitalia. It's just, this is a 55-page report. I mean, what do you think about this? And I don't listen to a lot of talk radio. I don't watch hardly any television. But I do monitor talk radio a few minutes a day, and I tune in. You know, sweatshops are good. Open borders are good. Well, Bush's gun control's good. Torture's good. There's no New World Order. Arrest people that disagree with the government. I mean, this is what I hear. What are you hearing? I mean, this is incredible. And I'll remind you, we have an entire torture archive on Infowars.com. We need to build one for PrisonPlanet.com with public officials saying torture's good, calling for it, and then there's all the fiction conditioning us, all the dramas and TV shows. That's why I've been talking about this so much. See, we've been talking about torture for years when nobody else was. Why? Because they're out there promoting it. There's the Ithaca Journal where this Matt Gruckheimer, Army soldier, bragged in an interview in the Ithaca Journal at his family's home in Ithaca, New York. And he said, we were, quote, told there were no friendly forces, said Gruckheimer, an assistant gunner with the 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum. If there was anybody there, they were the enemy. We were told specifically that if there were women and children, to kill them. And they go on to describe, you know, they'd go into the town and it didn't matter, people didn't fight. They just lined up the kids and blew their guts out. I know it's easy to sit there decadent in your easy chair, slurping your beer, going, good, kill them kids, blow them little babies' heads off. That were the good guys now. You see, that's what happened with the Nazis. Fighting for the Reich's been attacked. Why the terrorists burned our Reichstag. Why the Poles attacked our army troops. Of course, all that was really the German government doing it. Now admitted, we got to do anything we can to defend the Reich. I mean, people who were at every other level, very moral, had their minds warped. I mean, the German people were a much more moral population in 1930s, 1940s Germany, according to moral standards, than we are today. You understand that? I'm not saying what they did was good. My point is they took a moral people and overnight had them. One way they like to kill people was shoving a water hose down their throat until their intestines all burst out. Beating people to death, all of this. Folks, these yuppies, if the government blows stuff up, causes a depression, they'll tell the yuppies FEMA camps, death camps are good. The yuppies will line up to rat their neighbors out for owning guns. They will worship the government. They will love it. They will watch their neighbors be carried away. They'll make money off buying your house after you're gone. They'll lick the boots of the local constabulary. Your daughters, no matter what you do, will beg at the feet of the black uniforms. They will worship them out of fear. They will be gods. You will be absolute slaves. And if they get your guns, they're going to do it all. They can flip a switch and have these yuppies begging for blood, begging for death camps. They won't have to hide the death camps. They will love them. Talk shows on NBC television call to put anyone who disagrees with the government in the camp. Openly, publicly. National talk shows call for it. National talk shows, multiple shows, say torture is good. Sodomizing somebody with a flashlight or a chemical something, pouring battery acid on people's genitalia. So what? So what? It's good. You know how sick that is? That's Jeffrey Dahmer, people. But see, now it's good. Just like all the children need microchips on the news every night. It's good now. And cameras in the school bathrooms is good. It's not 1984. It's good. And 50 million abortions is good. And open borders is good. And Bush going to sign the assault weapons ban is good. It's all conservative. You know how sick this is? This sickens me to my very core. These yuppies will love it. They'll be part of the new squads. They're going to be out there looking, running the checkpoints. They're going to love it. They can't wait. They can't wait. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
You know why you should be concerned about all this torture? Well, one of the big reasons is this. A few years ago, I saw some federal statistics. Did you know the majority of the new police enrolling over the last decade are former military? Many of them obviously military police. And they've gotten time raping and torturing and killing in Serbia and Afghanistan in 160-something countries. And now they're all coming back here. And so no wonder. Notice they call us civilians now. And they set up the checkpoints. They call themselves the authorities. They talk about their morale on the news, how their morale's doing. governors and city council members, mayors call us civilians. Well, they're all civilians too, but it's this terminology. And so these psychopaths that have been out, you know, oh, we caught you stealing a couple sticks of wood. We're going to shoot your car up and laugh and then run over it with a tank. You know, we're gonna sodomize you brutally with a flashlight. We're going to torture your children in front of you until you answer our questions. They're all coming back here home, and they're going to have that taste of blood in their mouth like a rabid dog, and it's going to be your daughter, your son, your grandma. And all the time, cops go to the wrong house and kill their own cops. They shoot their own SWAT team members. They shoot a cop's daughter at a checkpoint. Oh, every few weeks I see where they kill their own people. So you're your biggest scourge. You're going to kill yourselves. I'm sad about that, and I'm serious. So look in the mirror. You want to see the number one threat to your safety statistically? It's other cops. Did you know that? I bet they don't teach you that in the police academy, though it's the Fed's own numbers. So go ahead. Do what you do. Go ahead. You'll judge yourself. That's how you reap what you sow, folks. What you do comes right back to you. We're in a lot of trouble here. A lot of trouble. And we need to discuss this. Let's talk to Jay in California. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I don't know if you remember last year. I'm sure you reported on this. I remember hearing you talk about it. But the headline was, 4 at POW sex abuse ticks, where a guy had taken some pictures from, he was from, I think, Iraq, right after the beginning of the war, and he had taken pictures back to England and tried to have them developed, and it showed pictures of, you know, them having sex, males having sex with each other, troopers, and sex with the POWs, male. It was like a male homosexual party is what it was for them. And
yeah, I remember that. I mean, there's been lots of those reports.
And the guy admitted it and everything. He says, oh, I'm guilty. Okay, yeah, those are my pictures. And they said they're going to have an investigation. You didn't hear too much about it after that.
That's the question. Why is it coming out now? Because they're about to have the symbolic handover to the UN, so we have to be demonized first so the UN can be accepted as a savior.
You might want to repost those. I also had a little, I can play an audio clip for you. Fox News had the same time last year, I don't know, almost the same time, both of these reports came out, about somebody, two guys being tortured to death in Afghanistan. And then, you know, Bush was saying, oh, that, you know, it's all right to put, you know, pressure on him or whatever and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, Rumsfeld should be arrested. I mean, he gave the orders for all of this.
Let me play a short little clip from this and I'll see what I'm talking about. Thanks.
There's being tortured. The deaths in December of two Afghan prisoners under U.S. control at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan were ruled homicide. And now the military is conducting a criminal investigation. With us now is Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News Senior Judicial Analyst. How are you doing, Judge?
Good, Cal. Nice to be here with you.
Why don't you inform us of the applicable law as it relates to prisoners of war taken by United States soldiers, sailors, and the Marines?
Well, with respect to homicide, believe it or not, it's the same basic laws that apply.
Okay, that's distorted audio. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call, but the audio is distorted. Yeah, that's the point. This has been coming out for a long time. The neocons got on radio and said, good, torture them to death. And now it's admitted they take their children in front of them and torture them and other things. And this is the freedom. They admit in the Army's report that they took photos and video of them raping women. They just say having sex with the detainees. Don't put the word rape in there, but what is it when you do that? Let's go ahead. And who's up next here? Kathy in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
It's a frightening scenario, and I agree with you totally on everything. There's several things I want to mention. I'll do it quickly. First of all, I haven't heard you mention yet the connection between drugs and for aggression and this torture. And
they admit in Wired magazine, the Pentagon gave an interview. Their top futurist looks like Dr. Evil, some 89-year-old guy, and he said, we're giving the troops aggression drugs. Stay there. We'll come back and let you finish up. But listen, I was stunned. I can't believe that after all this, I heard two different national hosts this morning say, so what, or this is good, or, you know, what's the big deal? Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, raping women? I mean, what's the big deal? That's what the good guys do, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the Ithaca Journal, they have troops bragging about, quote, "We were told there were no friendly forces," said Gruckheimer, a gunner with the 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum. "If there was anybody there, they were the enemy. We were told specifically that if there were women and children, to kill them." And the Pentagon then came out and said, "Well, we want to clarify, that's if it's in enemy zones, yes, we kill everyone. March them with machine guns into the towns, kill everyone." In this big army report, they admit the rape of women, the brutal rape of men, police dogs attacking, pouring acid on people. This is all admitted. But then the CIA puts out these fake photos of some rape last week. We said they were obviously fake. And then mixes those in to confuse. Now neocons can say it's all fake. But the Army admits they've confessed. They admit they've done all this. But what's not being brought out, it's come out in a few news articles, is the general over all this said, "Look, I wasn't allowed into the prisons. I just, you know, funded them and ran the logistics. The CIA and these private contractors and Army intelligence were running it. And the troops have said that. Well, you're going to court-martial us? We were just following orders." Well, yeah, I mean, you don't just sit there out in the middle of the jail with all the troops around you in the middle of the prison, you know, down in the lockdown, down in the well, in front of all the, jail doors, cells, raping and torturing and all this, if you're not authorized. They were told. Our national news was you know, night after night, torture's good. Torture's the new American virtue. The virtues of torture was, you know, headlines and news reports. I want to pull people's teeth out with pliers. I want to beat them with rubber hoses. We've got technology to stop their hearts and make them answer questions. I mean, bizarre stuff. So they're not releasing the photos of the raping of the women, but the military admits this went on. And that's posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Going back to the calls, back to Kathy in Texas. Kathy, go ahead and continue your statement.
Well, that is very disturbing, and I wanted to bring out or see if you're familiar with a term called Delphi technique.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I did send you some information that I came across today in an email. If you'll look for that, it might be good for the public to, or the listeners to learn about that, because it has been successfully used, turned the tables around and used on the change agents, because it's used in public meetings and such and every area of our society.
Well, I mean, to boil down the Delphi method is you have a you call a public meeting to, quote, see what the public thinks. You listen to them and go, okay, we're going to do what you want, and it's what the government wanted all along. The people never said that they were for it, but by just saying we're doing what you want, that neutralizes opposition. So you can say, I want to paint my house blue. Then they stand up and go, okay, you said to paint it red. We're going to do what you want. And psychologically, that breaks them down. They'll have a few change agents in the audience who stand up and say what they want, and then they go with that when it was an agent to begin with. This is published government program going on for 50 years.
Right. It's a military device back in the 50s. It's a PSYOP technique. But what I want to say is it has been, according to this article, I did send it to you in email, it's being used by some of us, you know, out here and go in groups, and you kind of sit in different places and use the same technique back on them so that we could be more successful. So I think it would be real educational for those that listen. Also, I wanted to mention that eugenics, the Nazis eugenics program, actually, they got that from the United States.
From Margaret Sanger.
Yes, and it was brought out on a 60 Minutes program about that kind of program that they had in the early 1900s here, the eugenics program they had. And
but it's always way in the past. Well, no, they just changed the names. It's now called bioethics.
Yeah, it's really frightening.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex. You know, I lived in the Middle East for 7 years. I'm well aware of what the people are like over there. And this investigation that they're doing on the torture is not going to help anything. Because those people are never going to forgive, and they're never going to forget. I can guarantee you that.
Well, Bush is groveling on the Arab news channels right now. In fact, we'll grab that clip and play it later. Lord Bush is out there groveling to everybody right now. But again, this was ordered by our military, by our government. They were given policies that they knew would cause the Iraqi people to hate us. Then the UN comes in and just controls the resources and dominates and, you know, gives out the sterilization vaccines, but acts all friendly, and the Iraqis will accept it. So this was all set up beforehand.
Well, I can guarantee you I would never visit the country for the next several generations, because those people over there, they're extremely close in the family. You hurt a cousin, and the rest of the family's after you. And the same thing, if you cause somebody to violate the tenets of the Quran, the whole mosque will be after you. So,
well, that's why they told these foolish troops to do this. That's why the photos have been out for over a year. They now decide to bring these out. Why? It's all been reported here on this show. Why suddenly did they decide to bring it out? Because it's about to be the UN handover. They've got to demonize America further.
I know, and one thing that really irritates me is that I spent 20 years in the military, and these people accepted commands that were illegal, and they knew they were illegal, and they knew they did not have to obey them. And they did them anyway, and those guys ought to be taken out, and the rest of their life should be in some penitentiary.
Well, I agree with you, but what should happen to the CIA and the Army Intelligence and Donald Rumsfeld? I mean, I've seen Rumsfeld say we're torturing him, it's good, but we're supposed to all forget about that. Look, Brigadier General Rick Baucus almost 2 years ago left Camp X-Ray and said we're torturing people. Why isn't that being combined with these news stories? See, they're just blaming it on the troops, just isolating it there.
Kennedy had a good idea in 1963. Take the CIA and send it to the four corners of the world. Get rid of it.
That's right. Thanks for the call. We've had a fat-bellied, corrupt intelligence agency set up by Skull and Bones publicly as their private drug-dealing arm, and now they've moved into child kidnapping, prostitution, money laundering, and when you watch these CIA guys on TV, I mean, they're like gangsters. They're ready to be in a Hollywood movie. They're, yeah, we're taking over. Yeah, we're killing them. This is how we deal with it. You got to be tough. Yeah, we got power. Ah, so what? And I mean, they're a bunch of kingpins. I mean, they just ooze criminality. You know, if I saw one of these guys, you know, walking along the street, you can recognize a gangster, a criminal. They just ooze it. They've all got their private Swiss bank accounts. They're, you know, and they got this rationale of, well, the world's an evil place, and we got to be evil and control all the evil enterprises so the other evil groups don't get it. Why? And, of course, have billions of dollars in our bank accounts at the same time. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. I'm so sick of you cowardly filth. And by the way, you scumbags arm all these people, set them up, and then we got to go to war with them just so we can have weapons sales. Let me tell you something. There is a heaven, there is a hell. And unless you repent and turn against what you've been doing, you're going to go to hell. And you know deep in your guts, yeah, you got that fear. You know in your bones, you know there's an afterlife, and you know you're going to hell. And you know that you're turning America into hell on earth. And the world into hell on earth. You know it, don't you? Look at how they treat the troops, breathing the depleted uranium, giving them the deadly vaccines. Look at what they do to you. Why do you go along with this? Why do you... But what I can't ever get is these sicko yuppies calling in going, yeah, torture them. So what? They torture. Just because they do something wrong doesn't mean... Just because somebody commits a murder in your city doesn't mean you get to go out and commit murders. You idiots. And I'm talking to those neocons out there. I tell you what, do you have that clip of them running over the Iraqi's car? Well, go ahead and grab that for me, because I want to play that here in just a few minutes. Because it's very, very serious. I played this on Monday, and it's from a PBS documentary, and this illustrates, they've been told, they're still doing this, that if somebody commits an infraction, or people that are holding up anti-coalition signs, you know, saying, Yankee, go home, they then run over their cars, arrest them, take them to the prisons. I mean, and these guys are going to be cops back here in a few years at your protest, when you're out protesting. And they're laughing, they're giggling, they machine gun the car. It shows a little car with a couple pieces of wood in the back of it. They run over it with a tank and then laugh about it. I mean, to show the psychopathicness of it, they machine gun the car first, they run over it laughing, back over it again. It's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in California. Ken, go ahead.
Yes, the Patriot Act. I'm extremely concerned. I have a copy of the Patriot Act here. I ran it off on the computer, and it's absolutely chilling. However, the second Patriot Act is far worse. If these administrative subpoenas are approved, we can kiss our Bill of Rights goodbye.
These are blanket for any suspected misdemeanor crime. Mm-hmm. You can be secretly arrested and secretly executed. And they've already implemented Patriot Act 2, despite the fact they only passed part of it on December 13th, 2003.
Well,
they're already implementing it, sir. They're already using it against people all over the country.
Okay. Well, the actual wording, as you're aware, on Patriot Act 2, any law enforcement officer will be able to come to your door, which, as you say, they're probably doing now. If you refuse to answer their questions, in other words, you won't have your Fifth Amendment rights. If you refuse to answer their questions, you can be arrested on the spot, charged with obstruction of justice. I mean,
well, actually, they charge you with a terrorism clause.
Okay.
Also, you notice the Fifth Circuit ruled a month ago that no more warrants are needed in just crime cases. if they want to search your house, everyone's house, and they're already doing knock and talks from you know, Tennessee to Arkansas to New York to California to Arizona to Texas. And in Dallas, they just knock on the door, nice neighborhoods. Is your husband home? No. Mind if I come in and look at his guns? Well, why? We're just doing a safety check. And the Fifth Circuit said, yeah, you can do that. See, and then the Supreme Court said, you've got to answer questions or that is resisting arrest, a felony. So now there's no Fifth Amendment, see, and it has nothing to do with terror. Notice, every day I see articles where Homeland Security says, we're fighting terror and crime. We're putting up face-scanning cameras to fight crime.
Once we agreed to register firearms, we went down the wrong road, I'll tell you that. Because once you register, then they've got you. They didn't know exactly who's got the gun.
Well, these poor saps that, you know, that don't believe in the Second Amendment, oh, well, it'll save the children if we do. They don't understand the government's own documents say it's about controlling us, say it's about making us slaves. I mean, what can't you figure out about that? And these poor, naive schmucks are going to figure it out real quick. Thanks for the call. I mean, it is serious. Do we have that clip yet, guys? It's not loading. They had a hard drive just frazzle on me with, like, I don't know, 80-something clips of mine. Okay, just go download it again off prisonplanet.tv for me. Will you do that, please? Okay, great. But George was saying he had it in the other computer, bro. Okay. All my clips are gone. This is great. This is wonderful. This is just fabulous. Folks, we have computers that are the equivalent of MIT at the network. And G. Gordon Liddy always jokes about that. But I mean the equivalent of Model T's, not MIT. I wish we had MIT-style computers. Model T computers. Okay, well, fine. Let's go ahead and talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Good. And, you know, I have the Divided Kingdom at WKDI, and I'm sponsoring you for the next 6 months financially to keep you on there 3 hours every day.
Well, that's wonderful. That's a great affiliate. Maryland had us on for a few years, and we're very thankful for it.
And we're thankful for you. And as you might know, on my show, I talk about I'm a native of Western Pennsylvania, descended from William Border, the expert gun maker, the Border Guns. And I picked up the Bedford Gazette for the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. This is an old paper. It says published continuously since 1805, one of America's oldest newspapers. Had a great, great publisher, Hugo Freer, who had a column, Man on the Monument, Told the Truth. And look what I'm looking at. Hindman soldier, that's a local soldier, facing court-martial. And I just wanted to get this out to you because the people up there are not scoundrels who would torture. This is a country, yet an area, that people let their doors open. And his wife, Martha Frederick, says that her husband in Iraq since April 2003 told her his unit wasn't given proper training and equipment. Quote, I feel like things are being covered up. What has come to light has fallen on the burden of my husband, she said. And Alex, it goes on to say that Frederick, let me tell you this, he said that the prison near Baghdad lacked the humane standards of the Virginia State Prison where he worked in civilian life. And he started keeping a journal after military investigators first questioned him in January. And so when he brought it up with the commanding commander, the commander said, I don't care if he has to sleep standing up. So
Let me make that point that several of these men were given these CDs. People were trading them like baseball cards, literally is how they described it. And some of the guys that blew the whistle are now being punished. And again, that's out in plain view. So I understand what you're saying. It's disgusting.
Yes, I don't want to see a scapegoat. And I really didn't
get Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld has bragged on TV about torture. It's Rumsfeld's Army Intelligence doing it. Rumsfeld's behind all this.
Isn't that great that we have leaders like this? It said the
Their own Army report today admits they're raping women. Raping women.
I just can't get over this. And the naked prisoners were stacked in a human pyramid. Is that supposed to be one more of our nice...
Yeah, but that's all the lesser stuff. The few photos they released...
Really?
Ma'am, that is nothing. They raped women. There's photos of this. Admitted. This is the Army report, folks, not the fake CIA photos they put out to confuse things. I'll tell you what I'll do. Later, I'll read back over some of the things they did.
I think that would be very good, over and over. Just keep bringing this to the people till they finally can't stand to sit in their apathy.
I hear you, and thanks for all your support and keep it up. And tell folks the call letters and frequency of that fine affiliate.
That is 840 AM, WKDI, Annapolis.
All right, thank you for the call. Yeah, we've got a lot of just great affiliates out there. We're getting new affiliates all the time. And if you're listening on satellite or shortwave or internet and don't have a local AM or FM in your area, call those local privately owned stations. Tell them to pick up the broadcast. Everything we talk about on the show is posted on the website every day. It's all documented. You know, I was radical a year ago to talk about the torture going on. Now, again, I was radical 2 years ago to talk about drills of flying hijacked planes into buildings that the Pentagon ran. Now it's in USA Today. You know, I was radical 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, to tell you that they flew the bin Ladens out on the day of 9/11. You know, now it's all mainstream news. I mean, look, if you want to hear it here months, days, years before, this is the broadcast. We do our research. We know what we're talking about, and we need to be on your station. If you are listening to us on an AM or FM station, from Rochester, New York, to Los Angeles, to Austin, Texas, support those local AM and FM stations. Spread the word about them. Tell their sponsors, thank you. More calls, more news. Haven't even scratched the surface. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, warrior calls, a ton of news that I haven't even scratched the surface on coming up. Right now, I want to play this one more time. This is from the PBS documentary, and to stop any looting going on, this is still happening. They machine gun the person's vehicle and then run over it with a tank and then laugh about it. Just total gang member activity. Go ahead and hit it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school deal. That's what he needs to be doing. Not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting. They don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, fool.
They shoot up the vehicle laughing and dancing. That happens. The tank runs over the car and then back over it, and they laugh about it. Four, three sticks of wood in the back of the little car.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, "I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood."
So that's how you win the hearts and minds. The total breakdown of a society under siege for 12 years. They catch some guys grabbing some firewood, they claim, and so they just run over the vehicle. And, of course, on Fox News, it was very wonderful as they went into Baghdad with no resistance, and they just showed live footage of people in bread trucks driving along. Nobody's shooting. They just shoot the vehicle up. Dead bodies fall out. They're laughing. You know, it's a lot of fun. And now the torture and the raping of the women and all. It's just good fun, good conservative fun. But, oh, no, it wasn't order or anything. Folks, if you want to know about torture and the New World Order and what they have planned for you and your family, you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We get into the torture there. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. If you want to know who runs this Matrix of Evil, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I've made 10 films. They're $25.95 apiece, over 2 hours, every one of them. $20 if you order three or more. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on, all the way up to 10 videos. Also carry Eric Hupschman's 9/11 video, Painful Deceptions, his book, Painful Questions, George Humphrey books, and books on CD and cassette, amazing tools to wake people up. We've got Jews, the Preservation of Firearms, new, incredibly professionally produced video, Innocence Betrayed, about hundreds of millions of people killed by gun control movement. Everyone must see this film. It's $29.95, and that's what JPFO sells it for, too, because of the incredible cost of making it. You'll know why when you see it. And you get three free Uncle Jack, Grandpa Jack comic books breaking down what gun control is really about for young people and yuppies that are at a seventh grade educational level. But a great three comic books with that, $29.95. Color comic books. So, again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order any of the videos or books via our secure, safe shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You're authorized, by the way, to make copies of my films, not of other people's films, because I can't do that. But please get my videos and make copies, put them on Access TV, get them out to everybody. Take action. We need your support. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.